This is enough.
It's uncalled for. This is very much disappointing.
Chipa doesn't take his team serious. Every season his team is fighting relegation.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. On this week's episode, the fans have voiced their opinions on the Carling Black Label Cup as well as the antics going on at Chipper United. Starting off, the Carling Black Label Cup, set to be played in November, could look a bit different this year as the fans now have the opportunity to vote more teams into the competition to join Soweto Giants, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. The antics going on at Chipper United have been met with a cry from football fans. According to these fans, chopping and changing of coaches is not the ideal method to looking after a team and a brand. Because of this, we asked you, do you agree with giving other teams a chance to join the Carling Black Label Cup by means of fans voting? Or is this cup a tradition between these two Soweto Giants? We also wanted to know your feelings on Chipper constantly changing coaches. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Let's start things off with the Carling Black Label Cup.
The Carling Black Label this season, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fantastic. And whoever's going to win this cup is going to be a legend, because it was Chiefs and Pirates. Now they all, because of Telkom Cup. So they bring all the teams that are going to play for this cup. So whoever wins is going to rule the whole world.
This is the moment that I was waiting for. This cup is giving everyone a fair chance to vote for their team and see which team has got more supporters who loves football. I think this is a very fair chance, and it also gives the passion to supporter to know. At least they gave us a chance to select the starting 11. I think this is marvelous.
According to my opinion, I think this is a good idea, because if you can look, Chiefs and Pirates, they are not doing well. I won't lie, they are not doing well from even PSL. And now to get a competition of getting other teams to be part of this, this is a great idea, according to me. And then it's going to give other team an opportunity to participate on the Carling Black Label. I believe it's going to be an awesome tournament, because of each and every team is going to be there and deserve to be there by voting by supporters. And then I will say, whoever who came with this suggestion of giving four teams or voting so you can be able to participate there, this is a great idea. Salute. Just to say, Chiefs and Pirates, they need to try to pull up their socks. According for me, they're still far with competing with team like Sundowns, or a team the way they're doing. I don't know what's the problem, but accordingly, for the Black Label thing, that was a great one to give even the supporters to have a part of this by voting their teams to be part of Black Label Cup.
What can I say? Maybe it's going to help the teams, this competition for Black Label, or maybe it's going to cost the teams. Why I say so? Injuries around November and then January, league is still on. And then around May, season is going to close. I'm not sure what this competition is the right position to be in the middle of the opening PSL games, because just the FIFA break, of which is the World Cup. It's not seem like all teams are preparing to open the league. Somehow, it's going to be dangerous. Both all teams to lose good players for injuries. But to enjoyment, according to the supporters, supporters always enjoy a football competition, not special top four. I think that competition, they always make us enjoyment. of which there's a FIFA break. We got a chance to see our local teams. That's why I say it's going to make us happy for that time. But for risking the teams, somehow.
Carling Cup reminds me of Vodacom Challenge. It reminds me of Telkom Charity Cups. I can't wait. I think it's a good idea, but there must be also four teams now, not only the 30. Also four teams. That's a good idea. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, with the Carling Cup being turned into a tournament which will be played by all teams, I think it's what we asked for from the onset as supporters, that why don't we continue with the Telkom Charity Cup. So I take it as a Telkom Charity Cup, and it's my wish that it continues like that. It was not that impressive to me being played by only Pirates and Chiefs.
Mina angivumelani nokuthi kunikezwe amanye ama team a chance. Le cup leli yi-tradition yeSoweto Giants. Mina angivumelani.
Callum Black Label, yes, I believe it's a good thing for Callum Black Label to give other teams a chance to take part in the tournament, because, you know, the voting part, it's very much exciting. It will be something very nice and interesting. I think we've been missing something like this for a long time. It will take us back to the days of Charity Spectacular, where it will be the battle of the votes and stuff like it. And so, yeah, I do think it's a good thing for Kalin to give other teams a chance to take part. And especially this voting thing, then. So I think I like it, and it's more interesting, and it's give vibe before the final day.
Finally, our cries have been heard. We've been lamenting for this type of a tournament for a very long time. Hopefully, even the sponsors that will take over from Black Label will also stage it this way. Four teams, one day tournament, meaning that the whole day we will be at the stadium with our families, enjoying beautiful game of football, our teams doing the most on the pitch. It's a good thing. This thing of Chiefs and Pirates only having a tough pre-season tournament, I think it is disadvantage for South African football, even for those two teams, because they cannot test themselves against maybe two or more opponents on the day. It's only a derby and then it's over. But in this fashion, I think it's very beautiful, and I think it's commendable. That's what we wanted all along.
To me, it seems like it's a similar, because obvious, these two teams, Chiefs and Pirates, will be there, and that other teams, Sundowns, will be there, and the other ones. Yes, they tried to change it slightly, but at least if it was 16 teams, was going to be much better, because it was going to give a number of teams a chance than giving. It seems like Chiefs and Pirates, they're already in without anything. Even can vote or we don't vote, they've been already in. Even now, they'll be already in. So at least if there were 16 teams, and in terms of competition, to have a number of teams included, it was going to be like top 16 was going to be better as a knockout.
Continuing with the voice notes, what do you guys think about Chipper?
Yes, I understand. But I mean, suppose if the guy returns the mandate, I'm busy, the guy is still young, coaching industry. We are as nylon. And that I don't think he's fully equipped in terms of coaching career and coaching classes and everything. But we am a coach team. So, is firing him. I get. Since we have 13, 15 abakosha ayo, abai, you are cheap Mbengez.
About Mbengez, this is enough. This is enough. No. Lomdo dlala ngabantu lo, dlala ngokhosh. Out of 7 games, only 7 games, se coach ukhosh. Uthengisa ama players, akathengi quality players. Now, players as ga adjust the players has not experience, then the team is starting to gel. You can't blame a coach. You can't. I think Chipa was starting to gel, understand the philosophy of former coach Uthen Clate. At least he's supposed to wait and give maybe around 10 or 11 games. Then he can judge him. Now it's too early. No. Ah, that guy is going to struggle. Chipa United is going to keep on fighting relegation. I don't wish them the bad luck, but the way I see things, they're going to fight for relegation, really.
You know, Ndabaga Chipa Mpenge see ukuthi will be hiring and firing of coaches. It's uncalled for, and the Wetlisan estima say to PSL in the like in Zangai. I don't know who's the coach is going to coach Chipa United, because then Clate was in the right track building of that team. But with this thing, Gampeng is would have been impatient for ama coaches. I know he's 7-0 at Chipa United.
Okay, Uguzo, Mpeng is in the Bayakinje, Okosa ama coach, and he won who into a writing over. Magetria Pigis and Itimiak Sali Illuli relegation. Yokutshintshana namakhoshi and uconfuse amaplayer. Ikhoshi nekhoshi ezayo iza ngefilosofi yakhe. So amaplayer abaconfused angazubani ongakhuluma noMpingisi ambonise ukuthi kwenziwa kanjani ebholeni. Angekhe ikhoshi unikeze 5 games mawucedwa uyayixosha isabuilder.
Chipa Mpingisi, I wish sometimes local coaches, more especially the local coaches, can come together and decide not to submit their CVs to Chipa, so that Chipa Mpingisi learns to respect these professionals with their careers. The less said about Chipa and hiring and firing of coaches, the better for some of us. It's my opinion.
Yeah, this is very much disappointing. The plan of the man, or what his plan, or what he wants to do with his team. And I don't believe, you know, the team will perform like the big teams. Remember, it's a small team. It's not a big team. Yes, that one we have to understand. During it, under the category C. Then so for him to expect those results, quick results, and then so I don't believe it. It's a good thing, and especially Tabenya firing the coaches. You know, even the boys, they will never get to know their coaches, because 3 games a new coach came in. After 3 games the new coach came in. Then so I think for me, Chipa Mpingisi, he must just chill and relax. And I don't think if he can go to relegation and go and play, go NFD or Komotsepe League, then so maybe with that Wally Sharp. I don't think right now he's ready for DSTV Premier League.
I think Chipa doesn't take his team serious. This thing of chopping and changing coaches now and then, I don't think it does any good for his team, because every season his team is fighting relegation. That is the sign of not trusting the people that you employ. I think he should give a coach 2 or 3 seasons without any interference, giving that man trust, support, and everything that man needs, so that the team can play or have a style of play. Chipa United is playing different football every season because of every coach come with his philosophy, and players need to adapt to that. So it's not good at all. So they need to have their identity. How will that happen if they always change coaches? So I think he's not doing good for the team. He's not respecting his own brand. So let him give the coach a chance, and maybe a season at least. Not this thing of the coach is not sure whether it is his last game or what's going to happen. So I think he needs to relax, he needs to have faith in the people he employs.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.